You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Yesterday, or 2 days ago actually, we'll begin with a little bit of background or continue with what's happening in the Ukraine. It's internationally, it is the most talked about situation. More so than a reset or even COVID. This was out of, Russia, what's the name of the paper here? Can't see the name of it. It's not there. Russia seeks to end U.S. dominated world order. Lavrov. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. He said Russia's military action in the Ukraine is meant to put an end to the United States-dominated world order. He states that Washington has been seeking supremacy by imposing an ad hoc rules and violation international by imposing these laws. He was referring to America's attempt to impose its own so-called rules-based international order, which have met with strong resistance from Moscow and China, as well as other nations now in the Middle East. Our special operation is meant to put an end to an unabashed expansion of NATO and an unabashed drive toward full domination by the United States and its Western subjects on the world stage, Lavrov told the Russian newspaper on the 24th of March. Today, the Ukraine-backed Western countries, this is out of whatdoesitmean.com, and this is today's articles. Ukraine, backed by Western countries, was being turned into a foothold against Russia. They nourished the sprouts of neo-Nazism on purpose. A clash between Russia and those forces was inevitable. They were selecting the right time for the attack. And Vladimir Putin proclaimed to the Russian people, "We're not going to seal ourselves off." In today's world, it is completely impossible to fully isolate anyone, totally impossible to isolate such an enormous country like Russia. Therefore, we will work with those of our partners who want to cooperate. And Russia does have more partners, it appears, every day. Like I stated yesterday, Germany has stated enough. We're not sending any more arms to the Ukraine. Germany needs Russian gas. It's vital to their industry. And they just had last week they had an enormous, massive cold front come through Europe which meant that gas supplies were even more vital than even a month earlier. So then Putin goes in a different direction. He states something that's kind of odd, and I've been thinking about this all morning. I'll read it to you. So President Putin, he noted that 1961, from a technological point of view, the former Soviet Union was put in complete isolation by the Western colonial powers with all-encompassing sanctions. I remember during that Cold War. And he states, despite it all, the Soviet Union was the first to launch an artificial Earth satellite. There was Telstar, and there was, I think it was Sputnik. And I remember when this all took place, I think I was in junior high. But it was very interesting that for the first time, some nation in the world put a satellite into space. We put our Telstar up later, and the media back then, even lying media, said that America put Telstar up before Russia put up Sputnik, which was not true. He said, despite all the Soviet Union was the first to launch an artificial Earth satellite. The first cosmonaut was ours. The first flight of a space station to reach the moon was also ours. The first spacewalk was ours. The first female cosmonaut was ours. We did everything under conditions of complete technological isolation, and we achieved such colossal success. Can you really assume that today's Russia, with advanced technologies, won't be able to cultivate our space program further? This is something that is very important, because with all the sanctions the United States has personally put on Russia, all these strategies, sanctions, America working with the European nations and NATO nations, and bending the arm back of these other nations, Russia has not been crippled by these sanctions. So what Vladimir was saying happened in 1991 is true today. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD, and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at LibertyBTS.com.
power surges, and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom. You've really stars look very different today. For
here we are sitting in a tin can far above the world. Now, I kind of got excited over the break here because I started to think about something. So all of a sudden, Putin is saying that Russia is once again going to engage their space program. He says that Russia's increased its reserve fund used for emergency spending by $3.52 billion just recently. And the Bank of Russia has revealed that Russia holds enough Chinese yuan and gold in its reserves to limit the impact of Western sanctions. And I have to say again, I emphasize, Russia is in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. Russia is going to be very powerful. And what I'm thinking is, see, the United States space program, the space center down in Colorado Springs, Russia, I think, and China are going to confront, or how do I say it? Not confront, but they are not going to allow the United States to own outer space. So I think what Putin is saying is, once again, with Russian technology, their space program has been put in gear. And I think it has to be that way. Because in Revelation, I'm trying to remember the chapter, there's going to be war in heaven. Yes, there's going to be war in heaven with angels. But it says that the stars of heaven, a third of the stars are going to fall. I'm trying to remember the exact number. But what it's talking about, yes, it's a spiritual thing. There are going to be the angels that are going to be forced down to the earth, the fallen angels. But also, right now, with the multitude of communication satellites in orbit, I believe that at some point there's going to be many of these satellites are going to be destroyed, and they're going to be forced to come back into Earth's orbit. I didn't really develop this, but I'm thinking about it, and I thought about it in the past. And I know that it's a two-edged sword. Yes, spiritual powers coming down, but also the communication satellites that are up in space, there's going to be war up there. I mean, they're going to be shooting lasers at each other. Now, going on, Lavrov states that the special operation was meant to put an end to unabashed expansion of NATO and the unabashed drive towards full domination by the United States and the Western subjects on the world stage. This new world order, Russia is telling the world the truth. The new world order is an American plan. It wasn't until recently. The plan was initially to make China, during the Trump administration, prior to his administration, China would be the would lead and direct the New World Order. But I think Donald Trump did the New World Order, the globalist group, a big favor by getting them to realize that Russia is a threat, but China is a bigger threat. And they realized that as long as China was the company store to the world, the nations were going to be dependent upon China's supply line. And China was just going to continue to become stronger economically. And she's used her economy to build her military. Because China is expanding. Their plans are to expand. Their plans are to to bring the Asian sisters into their sphere of power. And the United States and the Biden administration is really showing the Asian nations, you're not going to be able to trust America. America is planning to take over the entire world. And the Asian nations realize that. They will join with China to make sure America's plans aren't realized. At the same time, because of Russia's stand against the globalists, the Asian nations realize, hey, this is a time for us to also stand against America. China is already in negotiations with these nations, telling them, basically, you're going to be betrayed. We, China, will not betray you. America and the Western nations will betray you. Look what the English did to China 200 years ago. So Lavrov is stating that they're pushing, they're standing against, and they're not going to allow America, Europe, NATO to push them around. Then a couple of days ago, the Australian Chancellor Carl Nehammer, behind closed doors, met with Putin, and he didn't say what had happened during that meeting a few days ago. But it comes out today that he states that Putin intends to resolve the Donbas conflict, period. It was a closed-door meeting. There was no press. There was no audio, video. But he comes out today and states that Putin intends to resolve the Donbas conflict. He states, I generally have no optimistic impression that I can report to you from this conversation with Putin. He clearly confirmed the sanctions are tough for Russia, but the situation in Donbas, as he stated, must be, so to say, resolved despite the sanctions. And that statement immediately was followed by an American news service, Axios, publishing an article, quoting, Inside wartime Russia, Putin isn't losing. And they noted that Western sanctions and condemnations intended to pile pressure on Vladimir Putin instead seem to be rallying Russians behind him. 81% of the Russian people approved of the invasion as of March the 30th, and Vladimir Putin's approval rating has climbed to 83%. The Western press, I have noticed over the last 6 weeks, has demonized Putin, naturally, and they've stated that he is losing support within the nation. The people in Russia are wondering if he's making the right decisions. These were false reports. The Russian people are totally behind this president. Again, I go back to what the Bible says about Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38:39 says, that Russia's military is going to be pretty much unstoppable in any area of the world except for when Russia invades Eastern Israel. Not Western Israel, Eastern Israel, which is coming, will come to pass shortly on the east side of the Jordan River. So, in other words, Putin, this war has helped his ratings. Now, French intelligence sources have revealed, which we've been talking about, that the British SAS and American Delta Team's special forces have been fighting a secret war in the Ukraine. They've been involved. They are on the ground, boots on the ground, and the American people, they want Russia to be destroyed. Well, many people are supporting the Ukrainian Zelensky of Ukraine. But the American people don't realize. I think, if I'm correct, the reason armed forces were pulled out of Afghanistan because it was time for the American war machine to change to change battlefields, to pull the troops, support, military hardware, whatever we didn't leave, to pull all of this, all of the military operations into the Ukraine, not Afghanistan, because Russia has been, to by each decade since Putin took power, or since Putin became president, with each decade, Russia has been getting stronger. And the globalists realize we're going to have to eat cake, pull out of Afghanistan, put our resources, our energies into the Ukraine. We have to stop Russia. Afghanistan was a good buffer to keep the Chinese from moving west. But Russia was becoming the bigger threat. Well, prophecy has to be fulfilled. Russia has to be militarily, economically, politically strong. Politically, Vladimir Putin has been working with the nations in that vicinity, and they're on good terms. And with Russia taking the lead to resist the New World Order, the plans of the globalists, the other nations realize also that America's sanctions on these nations, yes, we do support them. We do the same thing the Chinese do. The Chinese go into an area and they invest heavily in infrastructure. Well, we do the same thing. We've done the same thing. But everything that we've done in Eastern Europe and the nations south of Russia have been all military operations, such as the labs, the bio labs in the Ukraine, the bio labs in Kyrgyzstan, and the other nations. Don't think we don't have bio labs in those nations also. We do. But the one that's been the focus recently has been the Ukraine. Another interesting thing, too, is when Russia went in to the Ukraine, they don't just investigate what's happening on the surface, like they say on the streets. No. As they go into these military operations, Ukraine operations, what do they find? Deep underground, they find these bases. And they find that deep underground, there has been research on humans, human experiments, experiments with animals, DNA of animals blending with DNA of humans, and they found that they've been creating these chimeras, which I didn't really plan for this program, but I'm going to present it to you. These creatures that have DNA, human DNA in them. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez will continue in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's five total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Hey, listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Yes, there is a bad moon rising. Yes, the end is coming soon. So in the Ukraine, and I've been looking and studying, they have found in these underground facilities, they've been doing experiments with human DNA and animal DNA. And in Kiev, there is a building that is a building with all of these chimeras all over it on the outside. These half animal, half human creatures. It's a very interesting building. I'm wondering if this was a prophecy. Maybe the people that built it didn't know what they were doing. The guy that, the architect, I think he was out of France. But chimeras everywhere, around the outside of this building, everywhere. You go on the inside, in every room, there are chimeras. Half human, half animal. Well, they've been finding these creatures, and when man creates something, yes, it will have a body and a soul, and a soul. It will have intelligence. It will have an ability to reason. It will feel pain. But the question is, do they have a spirit? God created man, tripart being, body, soul, and spirit. These things, the animals like horses, just creatures, are biological and psychological, bio and psyche, meaning they are body and soul, but no human spirit. They can't contain the spirit of God in them. These creatures, these whatever these things are, that have a part human and part animal, do they have a spirit? This is the very difficult question that people are going to have to answer. Because without a human spirit, you cannot consider them to be human. They are human-like, but they are not human. So, there have these children that their whole eye is black. The whole eyeball is black. They found that these children, when they're born, it takes about a month for a child to get the strength in the neck to hold his head up. These creatures come out of the womb, or they are out of when they come out of a womb. But immediately upon being birthed, they are strong enough to hold their heads up. This is not good. This tells me, from a biblical point of view, that this may have not just human DNA, but it might have DNA of other long extinct creatures called Nephilim. It may have Nephilim DNA, or it may have the DNA from what we would call Neanderthal man. And at the end of the world, in the Bible, God made it clear that man would have the technology to be able to create creatures that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. He would have the ability through genetics to create things that God didn't create. And the world would be full of these, whatever you want to call them. And these things would be, violent. They would be aggressive. You would not be able to sleep in the same room with them. They're called, actually, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 13, I believe it's verse 31, they're called doleful creatures. They're like creatures that have no emotion. They are expressionless, like a cat, no expression. And they would be without emotion. They would be doleful. But these creatures in Isaiah chapter 13 that Isaiah is talking about, he's giving the end of the world insight. These things would be much different than what God created. These things eventually would, I don't know what their lifespan would be, but it appears as if they have a longer life longevity than a normal human being, or whatever they're blended with, whatever is spliced into the gene. I've had to think about this. This is the world we're going into. We're not going into it. We are there. What have they been doing in the Ukraine? Why does Joe Biden own property of 80 acres? Or 200 acres, I'm sorry. He has a property there, 200 acres. Why does the Biden family have to have, in all places, this black hole? Why would they have to have a 200-acre home, a home with that much acreage? And why is it that the American military is fighting so hard to keep Russia out, to keep Russia from investigating even more of what the United States and the biolabs have been doing, and not only creating sicknesses that are race-specific, but what other kind of experiments have they been doing? You remember, Ukraine, it's kind of like a vast wasteland in a sense. It's so corrupt, and there's so much money there from foreign corporations, especially research being done by pharmacies and by these scientists, Frankenstein's children. What is it that is also going on there in the Ukraine that is going to come out into the open? God said that nothing hidden is going to stay hidden. Whatever man is doing is going to be revealed. God wants the people of the world to see the evil that these children of the devil, what they do. And the experiments, remember, the great experiments with the German people in World War II, they would take a hip off of one person, the leg off of one person, and try to splice it onto the body of another person. These type of experiments, mankind, the ultimate experiments is not on animals, it's on their fellow man. Man, God says that the heart of man is desperately wicked, so evil you cannot imagine. I think even the holy angels of God are aghast at what man can do to his fellow man. They're perplexed. The holy angels of God probably are perplexed, wondering, how can God allow this? Well, God does allow it because evil must mature. So if Hitler was doing this in Nazi Germany, and Hitler's SS, and I don't believe it was just the intelligence and the military, I believe also that some of the SS that escaped were in research. I think they also escaped and continued doing research in the Ukraine starting back in the mid-late 40s, 48, into the 50s, and then the United States, I believe, was continuing to fund that research, because research, when a nation goes and invades another nation, they go in not just to take over the land, the area, and the gold and the silver and what's precious. They go in to obtain as much and to control or to find intellectual property as much as possible. Whatever the nation was doing, Germany was in rocket science, in DNA. Boy, I can't even think of, there's so many things. But we go in to get the intellectual property. And I think that at the time in the Ukraine was kind of a lost area. And I think the Nazis continue to do the research with American companies. And this is why they think that there is no nation in the world that has so many tunnels underneath it as the Ukraine. Could this be one of the reasons why eventually after Russia is destroyed going down to Israel? Could this be another reason why it does say that God is going to rain fire on that area around Russia? I wonder if God is going to also do something to destroy all of this evil that has been hidden taking place in that region. The book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, it's very detailed. It's a very intricate way in which God presented things to Ezekiel to document. But yes, there's going to be war, and Russia's going to be destroyed on the mountains of Israel east of the Jordan River. But at the same time, there's going to be great destruction up in that area, up in the area of Russia. I wonder if the Ukraine, maybe, I don't know how God is going to do it, but it appears as if there's going to be fire and brimstone poured out in that area of Russia too, which would be probably Ukraine. The Ukraine is part of Russia. And who knows what God is going to do to the American Western biolabs hidden deep underground. There's much more going on in the Ukraine than we're being told. It's not just about fighting for a piece of property, not just fighting for metals. There's something else that Zelensky and the American CIA and intelligence are trying to hide. There's something there that is beyond comprehension. I'm going to keep looking into it. I can't tell you I know it all or even understand it, but I do understand chimeras. I do understand half human, half animal creatures. They were in the world prior to Adam. Before Adam existed, there was some other type of civilization. There was some other type of, who knows what you want to call it. There was something that existed that had intelligence, that was creative. There was a pastor by the name of Walter Martin. In his research, he believed that before Adam was created, there was genetic experiments. There were things happening genetically on the previous creatures or whatever it was that existed prior to Adam. And there's evidence of that. There's evidence of these cities underground that are 30, 40, 50,000 years old. And the Bible does say that something did exist prior to Adam. Many Christians may not feel that, but the evidence is there. Chimeras, I understand. I understand the Nephilim. I understand the matter of the Neanderthal man. And like I've stated on previous programs, they have found Neanderthal DNA in some of these vaccinations, the people that have been vaccinated. This DNA is 10,000 years old plus. They were able to find these creatures, get the DNA, and in certain lots, put them in certain lots and inject them into people. They're able to track them. At the same time, they have also been able to take the DNA of these half-angel, half-human creatures and take that DNA, and I believe some of that DNA has also been injected into some of the people that have been taking these inoculations. And so with the matter of what they're finding in the Ukraine, we don't know what they've been doing. Russia, I think that in the way that God works things out, Russia has been able to bring more knowledge and more understanding into what's been happening in the Ukraine than the world can even imagine. Number one is Russia's been, the campaign is not against the Ukrainian people. It's against the Nazi forces that have been there since World War II. And these forces are a threat to Russia. And these forces have been funded, again, I have to be redundant on this, have been funded by the United States of America. We have the Nazi programs in the CIA. We have the Nazi programs within the United States military. Nazi indoctrination into the U.S. forces, some of the U.S. forces, into the CIA networks. The CIA merged with Nazi, with the SS, the two intelligence agencies, the SS and the OSS, I think it was initially, which became the CIA, merged together in the late 40s, early 50s. CIA was created, I think, in 1947, 48. And still you have the CIA operation is part of a Adolf Hitler Reich, Third Reich intelligence operation. And Vladimir Putin knows all about that. And what has happened with Russia going in to stop the Nazi Azov battalion and the nationalists in the Ukraine, all of this information is coming out, and the world is getting to see what has really been happening in that area. And because of Russia, once again, the globalists like Klaus Schwab, these type of people, these globalists that have this plan to bring in this new currency, to take over the world, to bring in a new religion, has been once again interfered with, and they are doing everything possible to end Russia. Well, Russia is going to be punished, but again, not by the United States. Also, China has become much emboldened after this began in February of this year. China has now begun her preparations and has begun to move in strategies directed at the Taiwan and the takeover of the South China Sea. The president of the Philippines, we'll talk about this when we get back, they've sat down with Russia, with China, to stop China's expansion. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here's some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring, gay frogs, or racist cows, climate coaches, or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
And before I get, I do want to talk about China. Because of what has happened with the Ukraine, the conflict there, China also joining with Russia. Many of the India nations there, the BRICS, working together to form a different, a separate economy. And in the time of Antichrist to come, there will be a way in which the world will be able to, nations of the world, some of the nations will be able to continue to do trade. The trade won't stop. There'll still be a way for some of the nations, especially Asia, to work together. Now, out of BeWorldOnline.com, this is the Rodrigo Duarte of the Manila, the Philippines. He and Chinese President Xi Jinping had a meeting in which I think Rodrigo, more than Xi, expressed that they wanted to exercise restraint to maintain peace in the South China Sea. Well, forget about that. The leader stressed, and it says leaders. No, I don't think it was leaders. I think it was Rodrigo Duarte. He stressed the need to exert all efforts to maintain peace, security, and stability in the South China Sea by exercising restraint. Well, what kind of restraint is he going to exercise? The Philippines have no, compared to China, talk about an underdog, exercising restraint. What is the Philippines as a nation, the whole landmass of the Philippines, what are they going to do anything to Russia or to China to hurt China in any way? Nothing. He wanted to dissipate tensions, working on a mutual agreement framework for functional cooperation. Well, in other words, he's basically begging Xi Jinping, you know, listen, we want to be friends. China has been sending out military operations in that whole region. Without the South China Sea, the Philippines are going to be in trouble. They ship everything through that area. And the shipping, not only going out, but coming back. The South China Sea is vital. And Taiwan is still in the scope, the crosshairs of China. And like I say repeatedly, once Taiwan goes, watch what happens to South Korea. And already about 2 weeks ago, I did a program and I mentioned that the president of the nation of South Korea wants to work with China and open doors to China to assist and work with China in any way possible. I don't think you better open any doors to China. I'm not talking about the Chinese people. The Chinese people, that's one thing, different. Chinese people, I believe, are, again, good people, but when you're a communist and you're being forced to do things you may not want to do and believe what things you don't want to believe, well, you're in trouble. On Sunday, 9 to noon, and then Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, here on 1360 KHNC and 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. See you tomorrow.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM. John.